Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a bull. In the summer, I stay cool. I have a fountain. I live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and super smiles. Welcome to a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, here with my sidekick, giant mutt super smiley, spokes dog for throwaways. I hope everyone's new year is starting out awesome. And just before the new year, Smiley and I were at a huge dog and cat adoption event at the Hollywood Center Studios lot, where iconic shows like I Love Lucy were filmed. And the day we were there, cats and dogs were adopted. Santa was there dancing with the Super Smiley flash mob for pet adoption, and we met a very cool 14-year-old who's an actress and singer and who was covering the red carpet for Love That Dog Hollywood, Lacey Kay. Hey, Lacey.
Hi.
Welcome to a Super Smiley adventure. We're so happy you're able to join us.
Me too. I am excited. I really am.
Cool. Lacey, you are doing so many things as a young talent. You just shot a feature film with Greg Travis and Amanda Sorvino. You just shot a music video for Boo Boo and Fievel Stewart. And you have a huge passion for animals. And you're the president of the Texas chapter of Kids Against Animal Cruelty. So I wanted to have you on to talk about what you're doing with animals and how kids can really get involved with caretaking. But first, tell us about the film you just finished.
Well, the one you're talking about with Greg Travis, that is called Midlife. And basically, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the storyline. So Greg Travis stars in it. He wrote it and directed it. So that's fully his film. And I met him and he told me, he's like, I want you to be in my film. And I was like, okay.
That's a good way to get a part, Lacey. Good way to do it. Good for you.
Yeah, we literally met at an event, and he was like, you can play my daughter. I want you to play my daughter in my film. And I was like, okay.
Was it a fun shoot? Was it a good role for you? Did you like it?
Yeah, I really did. The character Jeannie relates a lot to me because she and I both have this, like, have this attitude that we're, like, really strong. Like, we're, like, because I'm the same way. Like, I think I'm super tough. And I think I have that attitude that no one messes with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And Jeannie has the same kind of attitude. And she's willing to stand up to her parents. And I know a lot of kids that aren't willing to stand up to their parents and say what they're really thinking. But Jeannie and I both have that in common. And I really love that about her. But the storyline basically talks about Greg Travis. He's going through a midlife crisis. And what's happening is his ex-wife comes back to him. His other ex-wife is in rehab, and his daughter is trying to visit the mom who's in rehab. Plus, he's going through a midlife crisis. He meets his other ex-wife. He has a girlfriend who doesn't like what's going on. And then he's got the evil stepsister of my character's mom. And there's all these crazy things going on. So he has this insane life, but all these girls are just making him even more crazy while he's going through this. But it's an intense story, but I really love the story.
I like that it's an intense story, too. As an actor, it's really fun to get into those storylines that you would hope that you never get into in life. But as an actor, they're really, really fun to play. And I think that maybe Greg saw that streak in you, and that's why he picked you out immediately. That's very cool. Congratulations for that, Lacey. It's called Midlife, right?
Yes, it is called Midlife, and the trailer is currently up on Greg Travis's YouTube, so if you look up Greg Travis YouTube, and it's also on my YouTube in my playlist, my acting playlist on my YouTube, it's on there, so you can check that out, and I'm sure we posted it on my fan page on Facebook as well, so you can check that out anywhere. Just look up Midlife Trailer on YouTube.
Okay, cool. Midlife Trailer. I like that. Very, very cool. And Lacey, we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back because I want to hear about you covering the red carpet at Love That Dog Hollywood and your role as the president of the Texas chapter of Kids Against Animal Cruelty. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause.
Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock!
Petco, where the pets go. Petco, where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
X-Power is a global brand that offers a complete line of stand dryers, cage dryers, and multiple blasters that cater to both home and professional groomers. Designed to be quiet, lightweight, and powerful, X-Power pet dryers will save you time, energy, and money. The X-Power B2 Pro at Home Dryer is the perfect gift for family and friends. Please check out our specials at ViperPet.com and Amazon.com. For more information, visit xpower.ws or call 855-855-8868.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio with Lacey Kay, actress, singer, dancer, and young pet activist. Lacey, first, we met at Love That Dog Hollywood, where you had a pretty big role there. Tell us about the event and what you were doing.
Well, Love That Dog Hollywood is close to my heart because they obviously support an amazing cause. And I also help out with their radio show, Love That Dog Hollywood Kids and Animals, with Lou Wegner and Lulu Cerrone. And Addy Daddio is the radio host. So I met them through my friend Lou, and they started doing the radio show, and they wanted me to get involved, and I was like, yes, I would love to do that. And so we were doing the radio show, and Addy told me about their event coming up, and I was like, awesome, I want to help. She was like, I've been hearing you've been doing some red carpet interviews at other events, and I would like to see if you could do that at our event. And I was like, of course. And she wanted me to help out with your flash mob, so I did that as well. And
it was so fun. It was a really cool event. I loved it. And you were doing a great job. You also sang there, didn't you? You did some singing.
I did sing. I sang a couple of songs because it was Christmas, so I decided to sing some Christmas songs. And so the entire event was so much fun. And I loved interviewing at the red carpet because I really like getting to interview like some celebs because you really get to see how they really are and interact with them. And it's kind of like when you see a celebrity and you don't want to bother them, but you kind of have this like, this kind of is like a step to get you towards them instead of awkwardly standing there like, I want to take a picture with you. Well, you have this chance to actually interact with them through interviewing. So I really like that.
Yeah. And the cool thing is that the celebrities at this event and at the events that Smiley and I go to, they're all there for the animals. I love Wayne Yeoman. He's one of the stars of The Mentalist. I adored the way he put it. He said that the spotlight is usually shining on the celebrities, but tonight we're here to shine the spotlight on the animals. And I just love that. And people who love animals, their hearts are just very open. And I find that they're very approachable. You know, anyway, didn't you find that Lacey, in talking with all the celebrities there?
Yeah, they were really, the one girl who's from Jessie, the Disney show, her name is Peyton List. I interviewed her and she was so down to earth about it. And she was telling me how she has an adopted dog and how she loves them so much and she loves these events and how they're so close to her heart. And it was really, really inspiring to know like I'm not the only one. There's people that actually have started to make it in this industry and they have the same heart as me and everyone else that's involved.
Yeah, so there are a lot of celebrities and stars standing up for animals now. And we're talking about the adoption event, and most of the adoption events that I've been to have lots of fun things to draw the crowd to get the people, you know, to get the people there to adopt the pets. Like you were there, for example, and you mentioned the red carpets in Los Angeles. They're very popular. And that day there was a mega huge celebrity there and it was Santa Claus. Santa Claus, he was in the building and he was flashing Hollywood with the Super Smiley flash mob. And so Lacey, now you can actually say that you not only did a flash mob, but you did a flash mob with Santa Claus and a dog. How about that?
Yes, I did. That's definitely crossed off my bucket list now.
That's so funny. And you were so rocking it for Pet Adoption, Lacey. You're such a good dancer. You're just such a great talent. I know you're so welcome. The Flash Mob is up on your Facebook. And tell us your Facebook page again. You mentioned it earlier, but tell us the name on there. What is it?
I will tell you all my links since we're talking about that right now. My Facebook is just Lacey K Official. My Twitter is Lacey K Official. My Instagram is Lacey K Official. And I currently just made this new social network called the GIF Boom. And it's an app on the iPhone. And I love it so much. So I made one that's also Lacey K Official. And my YouTube is just Lacey K. So I kept that really, really, really simple because, you know, some people have all these different names on every single social network, but I tried to keep it really simple.
Yeah, that's really smart. And for everyone, Lacey spells her name L-A-C-I, right? Not Y. L-A-C-I-K-A-Y, Official, right?
Yes.
Very cool. And we're talking about the Flash Mob, so let me go ahead and let everybody know also that the Santa Flash Mob is also up on Smiley's YouTube, and you can get that at just youtube.com/Megan Blake. I'm keeping it simple too, Lacey. And you mentioned all this, the social network. It is a really great way to share the positive energy and positive message of pet adoption, right?
It really is. I mean, it's such a great thing about, like, really, it really is one of, like, the greatest inventions of technology because it helps you promote animal adoption and spay neuter and all that things with your pets. And also it helps you with your career. It helps you with pretty much everything. I love social networking and talking to people that are interested, and I just love it.
Yes, it's very cool. And then do you go to a lot of live adoption events? You're out and about for the animals around town as well, right?
Yes. The events I typically go to stuff with Kids Against Animal Cruelty, you were talking about with the Texas chapter. I'm president of the Texas chapter, and that that Facebook page should be up soon. Also, I do stuff with Angels in Fur, and they are an amazing, amazing foundation as well. And the owner, she's just so sweet. And what they do, they have a Halloween event once a year. And what they do is they do like a dog fashion show, a human fashion show, and they do it with the human and the dog. So it's such a fun thing, and it also promotes adopting a dog, neutering your dog, and it's a great event. Also, I was going to mention on here that tomorrow marks the national kickoff for Spare Change for Shelter Animals, and what they're going to do is they're going to place a jar which holds Vintage Weave Interiors. That's the name of the company, and it's on 3rd Street by the Grove. And there will be 4 pictures of dogs on the jar, and it will also say adopt, spay, neuter, and be responsible, and people can drop money in the jar. And I'm going to send them to Texas. I'm going to have my friend drop a jar in Texas, and so we're trying to get that everywhere so we can drop change in there, drop money to help support.
I love that. And you mentioned the Grove. That's the Grove in Los Angeles. People in LA know where that is. And you're going to try to start something in Texas. So say the name of this campaign again, Lacey, so we all hear what you said. What's the name of it?
Called The Spare Change for Shelter Animals.
I love that. I'm totally going to keep my eyes open for that. And we'll be looking for that. Like we're talking about social networking on Facebook as well, because I had not heard of that one. And we need to make sure everybody hears about everything, every single way that we can help these animals. And we were talking about how fun these adoption events are. Like you just mentioned, your fashion show for your Halloween party, you know, that's going to be in the fall, obviously. But I found that these events really are fun because they often have booths for products with pets. So even if you're not in the market for adopting a pet, they're new products like bedding and clothes and accessories and treats. So you can go get something for your pet and then you can bring along some friends who might want to take home a dog or cat to their house. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think they are so much fun. I enjoy every single one that I end up going to. I mean, obviously, I can't go to every single one, but I go to as much as possible, and I love every single one. Like you were saying, the Halloween one, we had like a mini fashion show. The dogs dressed up, and they walked down the runway, and we took pictures. And we pretty much had that at the Love That Dog Hollywood event also, but the dogs didn't really dress up. They just walked the dogs down so you can adopt. Even people that aren't going to adopt, it's still fun to go.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying. Cool.
Yeah, and donate and everything. Also, people that are not interested in animal dog rescue, taking them there gets them interested and gets them want to be involved, because not only is it for a good cause, but it lets them have fun as well. So I think that's a great place to take people that aren't so interested, and you teach them what's really going on.
That's a really good idea, Lacey. And we mentioned the really cool national kids group that helps animals called Kids Against Animal Cruelty. You're the Texas chapter president. So tell us about that organization, Kids Against Animal Cruelty.
Well, Kids Against Animal Cruelty was started by my very good friend, Lou Wegner. And he said he's also an actor. He was doing something on set with a director, and she was talking about animal cruelty and what they do at shelters once they don't get adopted and things like that. And he had no idea what was really going on, so he decided to start his own charity, since there are already so many charities and it's really hard to get in, like, to be like one of the main people in a charity once it's already been started. So he decided to start his own, and he decided to call it Kids Against Animal Cruelty. And he was 14 at the time. Now he's almost 17. And we met on a pilot we were doing, and he was like telling me about it, and I was like, I want to be involved so bad. And so we kind of came together, and with our other friend Nicole Cummins, and we all started our own thing and have our own chapter. So I'm president of a Texas chapter, and what we do is we try to spread the word. Currently, right now, there's like 55,000 people involved, and they're mainly
kids. Yeah, that's a lot. And just so everybody can place Lou, if you see his picture, you'll definitely recognize him, but he was in Clint Eastwood's The Trouble with the Curve and all kinds of really cool films. And from what I read, your group is one of the fastest growing rescue groups, you know, advocacy groups, and you use social media to encourage adoptions, especially from high kill shelters. Back to the social media again. And, you know, Lacey, adopting from any place is great. Adoption events, and I've got my cat right off the streets. He was abandoned in a parking lot, and no kill and kill shelters. But, you know, if you can get someone to go into a kill shelter, that's a pretty good place, simply because that's the place where the clock is ticking on those animals, right? I mean, the clock's ticking on all of them, but whatever we can do, right?
Right. I also met through the Bubba Doug Hollywood Kids and Animals radio show a very nice woman. Her name is Elaine, and Elaine Siemens, that's her last name. She is seriously one of the coolest people ever. What she does, and I don't know how she does it, but whenever they are going to put the dogs down, she sits there and she holds them as they're doing that, and she tells them that she loves them, and she pets them and tells them how much they're loved and how amazing they are. And she is such a cool person. I told her, I said, I don't know how you do this, because I can't watch that. I don't know how you're able to do that, but she's such an amazing woman, and for her to do that is so cool.
Right. I call that an angel for animals. And let's just right now give Elaine a huge shout out from Pet Life Radio for that work, because it's really sad. We don't want to go there. But that's the reality. And that's why we're here, telling people to adopt those pets. And you know what? The group is mostly for kids, but adults listening to this sounds really, really great. So we can go to Facebook and we can like Kids Against Animal Cruelty. And maybe we can even mention getting a group started at schools, you know, any place we all can get the word out. Right? That's what it's all about.
It's all about getting the word out and people to understand what's actually going on. Because before Lou telling me all of this stuff about what's going on, I just knew I loved dogs. I didn't know anything that was going on. So since now we know, we'd be those people to go tell everyone that don't know. And so they can really start to get involved, because it is an amazing thing and we need to pitch in. The more people, the better.
That's right. And once you know, you know. That's right. You have the responsibility to do something once you know. Okay, Lacey, let's take another quick break. I love this. And we'll be right back. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock.
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. be better together.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com and save up to 30% on pawsome gifts for the pets and pet people in your life. Toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com today. PetSmartDeal.com.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio with actor, singer, Lacey Kay. And Lacey, our show here is a super smiley adventure. And with all of the work that you are doing, it sounds like your life has been taking you on many adventures. And you just did a music video for Boo Boo and Fievel Stewart, right? Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, Boo Boo Stewart is a actor. He was one of the main characters in Twilight. So if you know the character Sam from the movie Twilight, all those Twilight lovers out there, like me, he is an awesome actor. And I actually met him at an event, and we met him through a friend named Michael Jacob Wayne and his dad, Russ. And they told us they were doing a music video for Boo Boo and his sister, Fievel. And they wanted me to be involved, and I was like, yes, I love them. And so I ended up doing that, and I got to be one of the featured kids in it. And so that was a lot of fun. We had such cool costumes. We went from being completely black, like black costume and black makeup and all this stuff, to being completely white. We had all white on, and we had like frosted hair and frosted eye makeup, and it was one of the most coolest experiences ever. And everyone on set was so cool. The entire like family of Boo Boo, everyone, the cast, the crew, everyone was so cool, and it was so much fun to be there with Boo Boo and Fievel.
It does sound like a lot of fun. And like I said, you're on some adventures there, Lacey. This is pretty great. And I love the way that you use your platforms to advocate for animals. When did you realize that animals would be one of your passions? When did that happen for you?
Well, you know, like I said, I really didn't know what everything was and what was actually going on. But I've always loved animals. Always. I'm like, when I was little, obviously when you're little, you're scared of like big dogs. But now that I'm older, I look at big dogs and I'm like, you're so cute. And they're like, so cute. But no, I've always loved animals. And because of Lou, I got involved. So I really have to give Lou a lot of the credit. And he's such a good friend of mine, and I love being involved in doing all these events, so it's a great thing.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. Anything we can do for these animals is fun, and it's a great thing. And Lacey Smiley has two films that are going to be playing at Sundance, the big film festival this year, at the Zen Den, and one film is about his flash mob tour for pet adoption, which you are very familiar with, and the second is about kindness. It's called Kindness, the Super Smiley Dogumentary. That's about how animals teach values if we're open to it. And I know that animals are healers and teachers. Do you believe that they teach us things?
Yeah. I mean, I totally believe that. Oh, by the way, congratulations on those films being accepted to Sundance. That is amazing because of all the films.
Oh, thank you. Well, actually, yeah, they're going to be at Sundance, but they're at a venue there called Zen Den, but it's still really, really, really cool. We are very excited. So thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I totally agree. They do teach you things. I have never actually had a pet dog because the house we live in is a rental, and where we live, they don't allow pets. But, I mean, we have fish, but, I mean, that doesn't really count.
Fish are cool.
But I do believe out of having friends that have dogs and helping out with dogs, I do think they teach you things. And they all have their little personalities. Just by the little things they do, you can tell how they are in the way humans actually are. So I think they all have their own little quirks, and they definitely teach you things.
Yes, like in our video, we worked with inner city kids in Los Angeles, and they were talking about things like responsibility, patience, just simply listening. Like Lacey, you were just talking about being very aware of their facial expressions. That's a new way to listen, don't you agree? Because you're listening not to them speaking words, but to their energies. Is that sort of what you're thinking, what you're saying?
Yeah. By the little things they do, like when you're playing with the dog and they kind of make like a little growl noise or something, you can kind of tell they have a tiny bit of like an attitude, but it's a cute little attitude.
That's great. Lacey, do you remember for a short period of time, pocket pets were trending almost like fashion accessories? Do you find that kids are moving more, that in general, kids are moving more in the direction towards rescue and seeing the animals for who they really are rather than just as fashion accessories or status symbols? I'm sure you do with your friends, but what do you think about that?
Yeah, I have noticed how sometimes people would treat their dogs like fashion accessories. I totally understand. I've seen that a million times. But now I do agree. I mean, I really do think that they are starting to change and say, maybe this dog has a personality. Maybe this isn't the way they want to be treated. And maybe we should try to figure out who they are instead of telling them who they are. So I really believe that things are changing because I think, as I'm telling you, it's all about promotion, and the fact that more people are promoting it, it's getting way bigger and it's starting to explode, and I think it's awesome.
I agree with you. And I love what you just said about seeing the dog for who they are rather than telling them who they are. That's so smart, because even in training, obviously you want a dog to fit into your social structure, you know, not run out your door and get run over, but you still have to see who they are first. First, they're a dog and they have a certain way of thinking, and then you work them into your family. And I love that was just a different way of saying it. I love that, Lacey. And so what do you want to tell everybody before we go? Thank you so much for being on the show, but is there anything else you'd like to share before we go?
One quick thing. So me and Lou, and our other friend, Emily Capehart, we are in a group, a trio group called Blonde, since we all sing. And what we are doing is we are doing a song about animal cruelty, and it has to do with horses. And we're doing this entire amazing, cool video. And actually, I'm going to give a quick spoiler alert. Katherine Heigl's dog is going to be in our music video.
Oh, very cool. I love that. Katherine was just a guest on Pet Life Radio. So that's really great to know. We will promote that here on Pet Life Radio as well. Cool. When do you think that might be released? Do you have any idea?
We have, hopefully by summer. I mean, we don't really have a quick idea what's going on when we're going to do it, but I do know it will be out. That's what I know.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll be looking for that. And you also have, your film is coming up in the New Jersey Film Festival, right? That's exciting news for you.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We have my film Olivia. We filmed it about last summer, and they put it to so many film festivals. And we are the very first one that they put it to, which was New Jersey. We got accepted, and it's going to be in 2 weeks, and we are so beyond excited. We're going to the film festival. We're going to be there in New Jersey. And after the film, they usually interview like the director, but the director is not going to be there. So they're going to interview me after the film and talk about my experience being in it. And while I'm there, I get to do some exploring. And I can't tell you how excited I am to do that because we're going to be landing in New York. So I get to see Madison Square Garden, the Empire State Building, Grand Central Station. I get to see, what else? I get to see Times Square and Broadway. I'm looking at trying to go to Annie, the play. So there's so many cool things I get to do while I'm there. Plus, hopefully we win some awards or something at the New Jersey Film Festival. So I'm beyond ecstatic.
That'll be great, Lacey. We will totally be thinking about you. And Smiley and I went to New York year before last, and he did the Super Smiley Flash Mob for the New York Mayor's Alliance for Pets. So that was very, very cool. So we'll be thinking about you. And be sure to give New York a big shout out from Super Smiley, too, okay?
I will make sure to do that.
Okay, cool. And Lacey, Smiley and I will also be at the grand opening of the Zoom Room, which is a training and agility school here in Los Angeles in Sherman Oaks. And we're putting on a big Super Smiley flash mob for them on February 16th. So you are officially invited to come dance with us, Lacey, if your schedule allows, with all of your filmmaking and music videos. We'd love to have you dance. And you can bring your Kids Against Animal Cruelty friends, too, if you'd like. It'd be really fun.
We'll definitely invite them, and I will let you know.
Okay, fun, fun. So, Lacey, tell us again where we can go to keep up with your events on Facebook. Everything is Lacey K Official. Is that right?
Yes. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Jiffboom, all those things. YouTube isn't Lacey K Official. It's just Lacey K.
Okay, and that's spelled L-A-C-I. And everyone can like and support Kids Against Animal Cruelty right there on Facebook, too. And while you're at it, while you're on Facebook, everybody like Smiley's page at Super Smiley Anniversary Tour. So, Lacey, you got to go like Smiley back, too, okay? Lacey, thank you so much for joining us on a Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio. And from all of us here on Pet Life Radio, until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.